As Haven slipped through the farmer's market crowd, the side-eyed glances scrawled decades-old Haviland family gossip across her skin. She should have grown used to it, but these days it felt far more personal. And after all she'd done to help them, or tried to help them anyway. That was over now, though, thanks to her foolishness. "Just like her mother," Mrs. Vermilion whispered loud enough to reach Haven's ears. "All those Haviland kids are, in one way or another." Sandy Hugh, her mother's one-time best friend, tisked and shook her head. "Their poor father." Haven fidgeted with the neckline of her blouse. Despite the heat, she tugged it up to her clavicle.
"Don't mind them, Haven. They only think they know our family."
Her sister Rarity adjusted the scarf tying up her ebony tresses. With her capris and halter top, today's look made her appear as an extra on a 60s teen beach movie. Rarity handed each woman a 3x5 flyer advertising her vintage dress shop.
"Ladies, bring this card into Fringe and Lace for 30% off your purchases."
Unlike Haven, Rarity welcomed the attention, good and bad, and was determined to make a living off it. Rarity linked her arm through their brother's.
"Daniel doesn't let the whispers bother him, do you, bro?"
"What was that?"
Daniel kept his eyes laser-focused on a petite blonde selling honey from a tent directly beneath the grossly outdated "Welcome to Whisper Canyon, arrive a stranger, stay a friend" sign. Haven's stomach clenched. Leave it to her twin brother to find the one girl on Main Street he hadn't already dated. On second thought, dated wasn't the right word. At least Haven wouldn't be seeing this one on her office couch in a few weeks. Maybe if she'd heeded the term conflict of interest before, she could have saved herself a whole lot of heartache. Haven blew out a breath and gathered her chocolate brown hair in front of her right shoulder. Colorado shouldn't be this hot in early August, especially not in the mountains. Rarity combed the loose strands with a gentle touch.
"Everyone's just curious why their favorite counselor closed her practice. You've been the confidant for everyone in town as long as I can remember."
"Haven, you know what you need?"
Daniel's voice was as smooth as his perfectly coiffed waves of hair. Her brother was too good-looking for his own good.
"A date. One nice, forget-your-troubles-good time with a guy you'll never lay eyes on again."
Haven allowed herself two blinks before she opened her mouth, making sure her judgment didn't stretch across her face. "A man is the last thing I need right now."
"And your advice stinks worse than your cologne."
Rarity turned her focus back to Haven.
"You can talk to me, you know. Whatever you're carrying, you don't have to do it alone."
Just as she had her entire 27 years, Haven molded her lips into a pleasant smile. Her family had been through the ringer. They certainly didn't need to fret over her.
"I'm fine, really." "If you say so. I think I'll find some flowers for Mom's grave. Anyone want to join me?"
Nearby, two dogs barked a greeting to each other as their owners mingled over soy candles, a welcome distraction as Rarity's question hung awkwardly among the three of them. Daniel looked over his shoulder toward the blonde.
"I think I'll go sample the local honey."
Was there any point in trying to dissuade him these days? "Be careful, Daniel." Her brother neared and kissed Haven's cheek.
"You know me."
Then he was gone.
"What about you, Haven?"
Rarity asked. A welcome breeze dipped into the canyon, cooling Haven's face. She and Daniel had taken after their mother in appearance, their skin bronzed quickly in the sun. Still, at this altitude, Haven shouldn't risk it. "I need some of that sunscreen Delaney sells. I'm sure whatever you pick out will look great. I'll go with you to the cemetery, okay?" Haven put steps between them quickly, lest she give in. Those women were right. Nina Haviland had passed more down to Haven than just her skin tone, and Haven didn't feel much like memorializing her mother for it.